Southern Cross Productions, in association with BKG Studios, proudly presents Star Wars Resurrection. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Soon?
Yes, soon.
Prepare for Calyxus 6 planetfall. Initiating wing rotation sequence now. Topography scans indicate one surface structure, fairly large, apparently some kind of fortress. Otherwise, the surface itself looks to be almost exclusively volcanic rock cut by magma channels venting active flows. Standard atmospheric precautions, all things considered, not a very hospitable place. Even for an out-of-rhythm moon. Touchdown in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown.
Make no mistake, Captain. I will hold you personally responsible for any incompetence. If the information obtained by our informants is correct, the rebels have arranged to pass the stolen plans to another courier on this site. The plans contain schematics for the Emperor's Death Star, the weapon we will use to crush this insurrection. I want either those plans, or an absolute certainty this is a false trial.
Understood, Lord Vader.
Strange. I sense something familiar. Captain, two of your men will accompany me to search the fortress. The rest of you split into teams and reconnoiter the surrounding area.
Yes, sir.
You two, come with me.
You heard Lord Vader. Pair off and fan out. Each team will remain in voice contact via comlink. Report immediately if you find any trace of the rebels or the plans. Rendezvous back at the shuttle in 2 hours.
I don't like this place. Something about it gives me the creeps.
I know what you mean. Even Vader said he felt it. I wonder what...
Cut the chatter. We're here with a job to do. This mission was assigned to Lord Vader by the Emperor himself. Vader won't fail the Emperor. And you know how Vader deals with those who fail him. Now move out. The sooner we find these plans, the sooner we can be...
What happened to the store?
Intruder!
Where? I can't see any...
There. He's... gone. No one could disappear like that. Where can he go?
Hello? Please respond. I've lost visual contact. Sound off. Is there anyone there? Anyone?
Supply ship returned, all of them had vanished.
my doing. Who are you? Show yourself.
There is no need to brandish your weapon, Lord Vader. It is we who brought you here.
We will not harm you.
Who are you?
We are like you.
Adherents to the dark side.
The plans stolen by the rebels are not here. A ruse to lure me.
Yes. A ruse.
And my stormtroopers. You destroyed them.
They were unnecessary, as were the rest of those who accompanied you. They too have been destroyed.
Our interest lies solely with you, Sith Lord.
We find you wanting.
What? I am a Dark Lord of the Sith. I am one of the two, apprentice to the Master. Who are you to judge me?
We have given ourselves over to the dark side.
We have pieced together the secrets of the Sith and gathered knowledge forbidden to all but two. We deem you an unworthy apprentice for the Master because of who you once were.
Anakin Skywalker.
Anakin Skywalker is no more.
We have long taken an interest in you, Lord Vader.
Too much of the Jedi remains within you. A spark of light yet to be extinguished.
You are not the bloodline of Bane. You are not fit to serve the Emperor.
How dare you? You bring your doom upon yourself. Stop more.
This is not yet the time. Enough!
How have you done this? Darth Maul was a Sith apprentice, but he was slain years ago. This cannot be him.
There are ways to create an individual.
To mold an individual in every way.
If the hate is strong enough, we took it upon ourselves to resurrect a proper apprentice for the Master, rather than tolerate one who is tainted.
The Emperor does not know of this.
He does not. But he will surely smile upon us when he learns of our gift.
It was a tragedy when Maul died at the hands of a Jedi. Now he lives again.
He will replace you at the Master's right hand.
The risk you present to the dark side is too great. Our dominance must not depend upon one who is trained by the very slayer of Darth Maul.
There is nothing of Obi-Wan left in me. However you have accomplished this, you have miscalculated. Did you think I would allow it? That the Emperor would allow it?
Maul will prove himself by slaying you. The Emperor will be pleased.
Of course you could refuse the duel and attempt to destroy all of us here and now. You might even succeed. But such a deed would diminish you in the Emperor's eyes, would it not? And you would always wonder. Doubt would always nag at you. You could never be certain whether Darth Maul was your better, unless you take up this challenge. So, will you face him?
I will kill him.
So you believe.
Maul is dead. You are a sham.
No, you are the sham, Jedi. I can see it in you still, a lone light in the darkness. You refuse to extinguish. Not like me. My darkness. My hatred. Is unending.
You believe you know the dark side. This is what the dark side can do.
Your toy soldiers won't help you win this battle. It's you who wears the mask. You who hides his unworthiness. Tell me, which of us is truly an imposter? Surprising, Jedi. You stand your ground against me. I wonder, are you as confident when you can't depend upon the ground beneath you? You land with grace, Jedi. Did you learn nothing from the Master? Never break a fall. If you are prepared to break your fall, you are prepared for the fall itself. Sith, do not fall. There is no pain where strength lies.
Someone taught you your lessons well. Not as well as I learned mine.
Intriguing. They are more evenly matched than we suspected.
But Maul will be victorious.
He is an engine of pure hate. The other... there is too much light in him.
Come to me. We'll finish this.
Yeah. We'll finish this.
How can you be a fit servant for the Master? You're more machine than man. How can a machine hate? How will you defeat me? I slew Obi-Wan's master.
And Obi-Wan slew you.
Now, your master will have an apprentice worthy of the Sith. No Jedi proud for you, Skywalker. Your hate was not nearly enough. What? What could you hate enough to destroy me?
Myself.
This is not possible.
We were so certain.
I told you. You bring this doom upon yourself.
I see you have survived, apprentice. Good.
Master, I don't understand what... how did you come to be here?
My own shuttle followed yours, Lord Vader. I'd hoped you would be retrieving the plans stolen by the rebels. Am I to assume the plans are not here?
No, my master. It was all a deception designed to draw me to this place. They had recreated Darth Maul. I don't know how.
There are ways those who are no more can live again. They were heretics, these three. Apparently, they believed they could provide me with a superior apprentice. Yet you were victorious.
Yes, my master. Master, was any of this known to you? What these acolytes were attempting?
Why, no, apprentice. Of course not. There's much to do, Lord Vader. The plans in the hands of the rebels must be found. I will not have my Death Star at risk. Come, follow me.
Yes, my master.
You've been listening to a Southern Cross Productions and BKG Studios presentation of Star Wars Resurrection, starring Ben Fletcher as Darth Vader, Ted Alderman as Darth Maul and narrator, Nathan Butler as Emperor Palpatine, Edward Gore as Acolyte No. 1, Andy Myers as Acolyte No. 2, Jennifer Neal as Acolyte No. 3, Brian Henry as Shuttle Pilot, Michael Smith as Stormtrooper Captain, Cohen Phillips as Stormtrooper Escort No. 1 and Stormtrooper No. 1. Gadali Gubarek as Stormtrooper Escort No. 2. Calcudex as Stormtrooper No. 2. Kurt Luther as Stormtrooper No. 3. Chris Walker as Stormtrooper No. 4. And Chris Church as Stormtrooper No. 5. Star Wars Resurrection is a story by Ron Mars from the Star Wars Tales No. 9 comic book published by Dark Horse Comics. Directed and produced by Ted Alderman. Darth Vader vocal effects by Ben Fletcher. Stormtrooper No. 3 vocal effects by Kurt Luther. Audio mixing, editing, artwork, sound, and all other vocal effects by Brian Henry. Star Wars Resurrection is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted materials herein are copyrighted to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. A special thanks to George Lucas for creating this universe and letting us, the fans, roam within it. May the Force be with you.